This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In wake of French President Macron's new labor policy called flexible security, 1,300 jobs have been cut by Renault, 2,400 by its largest supermarket chain, and 200 at a major clothing retailer with none of the security provisions in place. Los Angeles County Museum of Arts is seeking approval for satellite campuses in South Central Historic Lower-Income African-American Area in Los Angeles. In the wake of the sentencing of the former team doctor for the National Gymnastics Team, where 155 young women testified concerning abuse at his hands, the judge handed him a death sentence of 175 years. President of Michigan State University, where he was employed, resigned because of the scandal. Computer science professor has devised a set of programs called Whack-A-Mole that monitors 400,000 accounts of white nationalists on Facebook and other websites and feeds that information into a centralized database. She shares that information with many who are confronting racism. 50% of mental illnesses start by age 14 and 75% by age 24. Reporters have found that the Food and Drug Administration is withholding information about drug trials not to protect patients, but to protect the company manufacturing the drugs. Researchers have found that the style of discourse people engage in actually changes their understanding of the question itself. If arguing is to win is on the rise, it's very likely that objectivism is on the decline. Militants stormed the offices of global nonprofit Save the Children, killing four. Save the Children have been working in Afghanistan since the 1970s. In the top 100 top-grossing films of 2016, less than a third of the speaking characters were women. In those 100 films, only 34 had women as the lead or one of the leads, and of those, only 8 were 45 or older. Customers in North America will spend over $10 billion on legal marijuana in 2018, according to research and investment firms. Hourly employees comprise 59% of the American workforce. Trump says he's open to dreamers morphing into citizenship after a certain number of years. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media, Foundation Movement, AMFM.